at work. We just had Congressman Ron Paul on with us in the last hour. Now we're still broadcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. The official radio broadcast is over, but a lot of times we end up going into overdrive, as you know. And I'm going to do a whole hour of overdrive today because I haven't even gotten into the incredible TSA developments in detail here in Texas and what that means. Dollar seen losing global reserve status. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch, and it continues on from there. We also have other reports here where Maryland adds environmental literacy in high schools. That means eugenics, anti-human literacy. See, they fill it all up with political correctness and gender this, and school is a brainwashing facility to be a globalist. They don't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, and that's why we're behind the whole world now, every industrialized nation and many third world nations, by design. We've interviewed former heads of policy at the Department of Education, the former head of education in New York, others. This is the plan, and it's worked. Okay? Now, shifting gears for the next 30 minutes, Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us from Tripoli. This has been under 3-plus months of bombardment to give us what's really happening there. I will open the phones up in the next segment after Tarpley's had a chance to give us a report for any questions you have on Libya specifically. Quick questions for Tarpley because of time, but we want to hear from you. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Webster Griffin Tarpley, good to have you pop in with us today.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, man.
Well, we're hanging on here. The BBC is hyping some great gains by the rebels a little bit southwest of here. People here are very skeptical about that. The BBC has a track record of taking these manic statements by the Benghazi Rebel Council and putting that on the air. Rather, there's here a great deal of confidence by the Libyan government that the rebellion in the city of Misurata was in its final throes. In other words, that it's going to be over there in something like 7 to 10 days. And that was an important place for the rebels to go into because that is the steel mill. That is one of the biggest steel mills in Africa. And it is, as far as I know, capable of manufacturing the biggest steel tubing in the world. And this has to do with the Gaddafi project, right, infrastructure project called the Great Man-Made River, which is $32 billion, taking the water from under the Sahara Desert and piping that north towards Tripoli, Benghazi, and the other cities. So that, you know, in Yemen, we're told that within a couple of years, there's going to be no water in Yemen. And the guy that I heard talking about this, the expert, anyway, said that that doesn't mean a shortage of water, but actually no water. So the future of human life in Yemen may be very dubious, but in Libya, it is assured, at least in the sense of water. And you've got to put in water as one of the main things that these NATO imperialists and
they've said that's the next thing they're going after globally is the blue gold. For those that don't know, just what, 50,000 years ago, they know the Sahara was full of lakes and crocodiles and hippopotamus and all of it, and that the water went underground with desertification, and that it's there, and Gaddafi's bringing it up and becoming a spoke for development all over Africa. That can't be allowed.
Right, so that's the vendetta they have going. So one of the key parts of that project, instead of just importing the stuff, they said, let's build our steel mill here in Misrata, right on the coast. You can get the raw materials in, but then we'll manufacture these huge tubes. So not Mannesmann of Germany, usually the gold standard for steel tubing, not somebody in Japan or in the Far East, but Libya, which had been one of the poorest. poorest, if not the poorest, in certainly in Africa, maybe the world.
Stay there, Webster. Let's break it all down and where this is going and how he's handing out millions of firearms. Stay with us.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live with Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us from Tripoli. We've got some questions from listeners out there, so it's not just old Alex Jones bringing up points. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Webster's leaving us at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other news I haven't covered yet and also take some of your calls. But Webster, continuing, they want the water, they want the trillions in oil. Obviously, Madsen talked about, and I've seen some of this in the news, that billions of dollars of Libyan government oil money that was invested with Goldman Sachs and others and Sarkozy was stolen, has been swindled. So they have another reason. It's more like a mafia hit taking him out. We have a constitutional crisis. Ron Paul, the congressman, the presidential candidate, agreed with us last hour that this is impeachable offense against Obama. But the ruling class has gone collectively mad dog with hubris, or is it desperation? I want your view on that, where they are just getting more and more crazy, more and more out in the open, more and more naked, brazen, whatever you want to call it. Why is this being done?
Well, that's just on the the Obama issue. Remember, he's now long past the deadline on the War Powers Act, so that means he is impeachable. So please add that one to the bill of impeachment, along with a number of other charges. We just passed 100 days of bombing, and people here have compared this to the bombing of Serbia back in 1999, went on, I believe, and it is believed here, for 68 or 69 days. And, of course, in that situation, there was no ground war. So Libya has successfully stood up under 100 days of NATO bombing with the attacks of al-Qaeda terrorists masquerading as pro-democracy rebels here on the ground. So Serbs, of course, notoriously tough. But the conclusion is Libyans even tougher. So if you look at Libya, I think this is the last place in the world anybody would want to invade. And just a couple of other things historically. Libya is the country which was the victim of the first military use of poison gas was by Italian colonialists against Libya in the years after 1911. And in the course of an anti-colonial struggle, the Libyans had approximately 1 million casualties, unbelievable excesses of the Italian imperialists at that time. So what it shows you is that there's no limit to this resistance. And the cohesion of it, of course, coming from the tribes, this included standing up against an electrified fence and minefield that went over just about if not the whole length of the border between Libya and Egypt, but a lot of it. So that's one thing. Now, in terms of the insanity of the ruling class, I have to point out the International Criminal Court, so-called, and this guy Ocampo, this scoundrel, right, this faker, who has organized that thing into a kangaroo court internationally. Right? We're still waiting for the indictment of Bush, of Rumsfeld, of Cheney, of Wolfowitz, all the neocons who schemed to bomb Afghanistan and then to invade Iraq. Then no indictments on 9/11 crimes or anything like that. But Ocampo sees it as his job to go after the people who resist this imperialist power, be it General Bashir of Sudan or Milosevic. And the case of Milosevic of Serbia also reminds us that this place is a murder incorporated in its own right, that you get Milosevic there and then he mysteriously dies of an unexpected heart attack. So as if
yeah, they gave him anteater poison.
Something like this. So they've put out an indictment of Colonel Gaddafi, his son Saif, that is the surviving son Saif, because the other one was killed in with the same name, right? Saif al-Arab, Saif al-Islam, the surviving one is also indicted, and a guy called Sanusi, who's the security chief, and this has got all of these accusations. The stuff that this is based on is complete fabrication and complete hearsay. What happened in the middle of February, February 12th, 13th, 14th, was that you had mobs of these rebels, right, under al-Qaeda leadership, storming military bases and arms depots, especially in the Benghazi area, with the goal of starting off not armed, but to get armed as soon as they could, with the various machine guns, bazookas, RPGs, tanks of any kind, artillery. So they might have been disarmed or unarmed at the beginning, but they didn't stay that way for long. And the goal was to have an armed rebellion. So there is absolutely no evidence that the Libyan government was wantonly out there, shooting at civilians who were carrying out a peaceful protest. In fact, quite the contrary, that there were peaceful protests that were going on that were somehow used as the screen to begin some of these things, right, to get people together, because there had been peaceful protests every week or so for some economic grievance or something like this, very limited, and that then became the screen to go after them. So this is one side. The other side is this unbelievable fictitious story about Viagra and rape, which I don't even want to go into, but the thing falls to the ground of its own ridiculousness. I have here a well-informed Middle East source who says the International Criminal Court did some dirty things to get him off the hook on some of those charges. So this man is an adventurer and a fraud. That is the new thing that has happened here today. It's a kangaroo court of hypocrites, and I guess we have to be thankful that the U.S. is not in it, right? That's some little mercy in this whole terrible situation. The thing about the insanity of the ruling class is of course that, right? When you have a ruling elite that's based on derivatives and other kinds of finances, and when they see these castles of cards that they've built come crashing down before their eyes, they go collectively insane, and they lash out. Let me just give you an example. In September 21st, 1931, you had the bankruptcy of the British pound. The central event of the last depression was the bankruptcy of the pound in September 1931, when the Bank of England ceased gold payment. And then within about a week of that, I think a couple of days before, you have the Japanese setting off this provocation so they can invade Manchuria. So the idea that when you see a really acute economic depression taking shape, this is often immediately accompanied by most insane military adventurism of the type that we see here.
Well, Webster, my issue is this. I mean, obviously George Washington said don't get involved in foreign entanglements. But then Thomas Jefferson, my big hero, you know, when our ships are being attacked, then you go and defend them. But that's when you're attacked. And, of course, that happened, as you know, in the Mediterranean and other areas dealing and in the Gulf dealing with Arab pirates. But Gaddafi's not attacking us. He tried to work with the West. He's been cheated. Now they have had generals in Congress, as you know, 2 days ago. Say, yes, we're getting ready for a ground invasion, but it's going to be humanitarian. I've confirmed it from first a letter I got from Fort Hood, and we put out feelers to our sources over the telephone, then callers, that it was happening. Now it's pretty much admitted, and it's the very groups we were told. They've been told they are going in. Now, that could be stopped, but talking to all the military statisticians, talking to military affairs reporter previously before he did national security, Wayne Madsen, who just returned from Libya, and he's been there before. Gaddafi has bought, especially from the British, incredibly high-tech weapons. He's just waiting, and he's begging for the world to stop this naked aggression. But when the U.S. troops go in there, it's going to probably, many are estimating, going to be worse than Iraq, dealing with these 6 million people armed with grenade launchers, RPGs, and that's just the citizens. Gaddafi reportedly has very nasty anti-tank weapons that he bought from France and England and the Russians as well. Some of the latest stuff, and these are small that one man can carry that are reportedly DU tip. So they're not going to be fighting just Iraqis with AK-47s. Even if they try to go door to door, kicking in doors to confiscate the guns house to house, if 1% of the 6 million population fights back, that's hundreds of thousands of combatants. This could make Iwo Jima and places like that look like a picnic.
It's an act of incalculable folly if they do it, and above all the really terrible thing about it is, out of all the places in the Middle East, this is a population that wants economic development. They're not interested in the more benighted forms of Islamic fundamentalism. It's a secular state. It's based on economic development. They have this political system, which they will describe as the equivalent of a New England town meeting.
And the globalists hate that. Every time they get in charge, they do put the Muslim extremist in. I mean, look at what they do in every country. This is incredible.
And again, I think I told you the Roman Catholic bishop is concerned about what might happen to the Catholics here. There are a lot of Filipino guest workers. A lot of them are Catholic. So there's a lot of social services from the Bishop of Tripoli, Giovanni Martinelli, and he, he's concerned about the Islamic fundamentalists coming in here. And what you'll hear from the Libyan government, I think, is very important for people to bear in mind. There is an alliance between the CIA and the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood are the benighted ones. Those are the backward opponents of modern civilization. In the Middle East in general, according to people that I've talked to here, or various nations, you've got the Iranian networks, the pro-Ahmadinejad, network.
Stay there. Yeah, let's break down the factions from Tripoli with Webster Griffin Tarpley. Drudge is top linked. We appreciate him doing that to our story about the radiation cover-up with the TSA.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 28, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,503.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,541.53, $770.76 for a half ounce, or $385.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,541.53, $770.76, and $385.38.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept...
Yeah, the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, is linked in the middle corner in red. Cancer surges and TSA body scanner operations. Get that article. Get it out to everybody, ladies and gentlemen. This is important. This is one of the biggest blows against their power grab ever that they've been covering up the level of radiation and covering up the cancer clusters. And we've got links in the article to the PDFs with the internal TSA people hopping mad about this. This is where they've had them going back to late 2002, so 7.5, 8 years. That's, gosh, 8 years. Time just flies. This is huge news. So this really shows how evil this government is. And now it's turning out that Pistole is lying about them not telling her to take the diaper off, playing these word games of, well, we said you can't fly if you don't take the diaper off and let us check it. But we didn't say take the diaper off. You know, all these word games, twisting the meanings, playing games. Just incredible. Meanwhile, they're throwing the book at people. Army vet in jail after marking wrong box on passenger application. Also, the Drudge Report just updated. Washington Post, White House chief for sale. Obama courts big donors. And Obama is doing White House fundraisers in the White House, which is illegal. Webster, I don't mean to get off on other issues, but oh, you got to stay longer now because I promised to go to calls for you. So hopefully you can stay in the next segment. This is a short one.
Sure.
It's like a time warp on this show. But it just government at every level just doesn't care about the law anymore. And that always, I guess, happens when you go into these degenerate phases.
Well, I mean, certainly one thing you see here is just anarchy, right? You've got on the one side, you've got a government which is functioning on the whole rather well, given the circumstances. On the other hand, in Benghazi, you've got, you know, 35 factions and you know, they're trying to get, each faction is trying to get NATO to bomb the other faction by sending in false reports to NATO. And then you've got, in the world, right, at the level of the UN, you got total anarchy there because there is this UN charter. It does say the only way that they can apply military force is supposed to be for threats to international peace and security and not anything to do with the internal affairs of sovereign states. So they've basically trampled that. So the Security Council has violated the charter, and there's the problem with that whole system, that there's no mechanism to strike down what you'd call an unconstitutional decision by the Security Council. So this, a lot of people here say, get out of the UN, right? Create a parallel institution, or just get out of it. The prestige of the UN could hardly be at a lower point than it is here.
And what about the Nobel Committee? I mean, it'd be like giving Hitler or Stalin a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, maybe some of them are going to resign, or maybe, I don't know, maybe some of them will do something to draw the consequences of their idiocy. The other thing, though, is remember, when you're in a world depression, and we are, then that's when, respect for law breaks down. Look at the 1930s. Depression leads to dictatorship and the domination of unbridled caprice and unbridled willfulness by some, you know, powerful dictator or other figure, and then that leads to world war. So we're stuck right in the middle of that right now.
Well, it looks like they're planning to go in with the ground forces. They're hoping they can assassinate Gaddafi, but obviously he's scurrying around to different warrens, so he's good at hiding. Doesn't look like that's going to work too well.
This is someone, again, who has survived for 42 years in a hot corner, right? And there have been, you know, more assassination attempts than you can count, right? Reagan tried to kill him with an air raid in 1985, killed his daughter. The British gave £100,000 to an al-Qaeda group in 1995-96, tried to kill him, didn't get him, killed some civilians, and it just goes on and on. And now we've got this terror, the arrow that flieth by day and the terror that stalketh by night. And the terror that stalketh by night around here is the NATO bombing, which has been contained. But Thierry Meyssan was on the television here last night, and obviously NATO didn't like what he was saying, as they went and bombed one of the relay towers of the television signal.
And again, tell folks who that is, for those that don't know.
Thierry Meyssan is one of the first people in the world to say that there was no Boeing at the Pentagon. In other words, in terms of 9/11 truth, he's one of the first, right, very early on, talking about...
Wow, he is inside Tripoli?
Yeah.
I got to hear about this, then phone calls on the other side. From Tripoli, live, Webster Griffin Tarpley. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk to him every day. All right, my friends, we are back live, and I want to go to your phone calls for Webster Griffin Tarpley. But, Webster, any other things that you can report to us that you think are very important from Tripoli and where you see this going?
Well, I think we pretty much covered it. The determination here is very great, and they think they're winning. And they're fiercely proud of the fact that they've stood up to the NATO bombing for quite a bit longer than Serbia, and there's also been a ground war going on. So, again, looking at those assault rifles and those RPGs and that tribal structure, I think it's the last place in the world anybody in his right mind would want to invade, and I sincerely hope that this won't happen. And again, I would urge people, get busy. If the congressman is going to be around for one of these 4th of July recess town meetings, get in there and say, this has to end. This is a crime against humanity. This is savage barbarity, and it's really
You mean it's thing. You mean it's a peace prize humanitarian aid mission?
Yeah, right. And that guy, of course, he's impeachable for a number of reasons, but one of the ones in the first rank is violating the War Powers Act. I'm sorry, that's a public law. President shall take care that the laws be faithfully enforced, not violate them. Impeachment.
Well, you said it, Webster. How long are you going to be in Libya?
Well, I don't know. Let's, you know, never know what happens here, right? Inshallah. Depends.
So, Tarpley, are you going to be joining the forces of Muammar Gaddafi?
No, I don't think so. I'm just, you know, I'm an observer, of, you know, a foreign reporter.
No, I know, I'm joking, but I can see you like the, brigades in the Spanish Civil War, Tarpley out there with a helmet on.
No, I'm not a combatant in any way. I'm just a commentator.
I understand that. Well, you've got a lot of courage. You know, you were privately, and I've been invited by some aid groups and media groups previously, Cynthia McKinney did, and others, to go. Like, I was invited to go with her to Tripoli. And I have to say, it's not even so much as a fearful thing. I fear more bed bugs in a Tunisian airport and the cigarette smoke than I fear, being shot down in an aircraft or being killed in a bombardment. I actually fear going through customs when I come back more than I hate air travel these days. But I'm tempted to go over there. I'm told North Africa is beautiful in its own mysterious way.
Oh, this is the golden south here, right? This is the Mediterranean in all of its splendor. There are these beautiful trees with red flowers on them. You look at the port of Tripoli, this basin that they've got. It, in the afternoon, it turns silver and gold with the Mediterranean sun. Palm trees everywhere. It's not humid. It's the temperatures have been, I would say, moderate, sort of in the 70s to 80s. And again, a very modern city. And again, I'm amazed that there's not animus against the NATO. Foreigners coming from NATO states, because with what these NATO guys have done to Libya, you'd think that foreigners would be getting lynched. But there's not even the breath of this. There's a desire to have people come. I mean, you would be extremely welcome. I think you would be.
No, it sounds like they're pretty. It sounds like they're pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, these are highly educated people. There was a whole program of sending people to Europe, to the United States, to Australia, to Malaysia, to all kinds of places to build up an educated working population of, you know, people who can contribute, and you really see the benefits. The people who are in the top positions date back to the late 60s and 70s, but their children and the other sort of younger age cohorts are all people with, they've all got, you know, degrees from this or that U.S. or European university. You know, you can pick French or Italian or English. All of those are going to get you just about anything you need.
Wow. And meanwhile, we're told that it's another evil Middle Eastern group that has to be destroyed.
Yeah, again, and the people that you're supposed to support are indeed these characters with the beards, the benighted ones, whose favorite occupation was setting the roadside bombs in Afghanistan and Iraq. And, of course, when they were in Iraq, they were killing more Iraqis than U.S., but they killed quite a few U.S. troops also.
But we're told Al-Qaeda is now good. I mean, we're not going to agree with that, but that's because we're un-American. Let's take a few calls for Webster Griffin Tarpley, tarpley.net. Let's talk to Jack in Pennsylvania. Jack, you're on the air.
Hello. I have a question for Webster. Do you think, you just said that there's no animus towards the foreigners. Do you think this has anything to do with, like, water fluoridation programs or anything that are going on in the Middle East? Because
I have no idea about any of that. I think it's just that this is a very educated and civilized population, and they've had the benefits of progress, right? They went from the very lowest rung of the sort of international statistics to being where they are now, which is they are the most educated, most developed population in Africa, bar none. And somehow that's that's a crime. And how you can accuse a government that's done that of having no merit, you know, and has to go, this makes no sense. It's Orwellian.
It is Orwellian. Jack, anything else?
No, I just want to say I'm a big fan, Alex. Keep doing your thing.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Al in Illinois, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Something weird's going on with the phone system. The calls are really, really loud, and he dropped. Okay, Jim in Georgia, go ahead. You're on the air, and then Chance in Indiana, close enough. Hey, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, immense love and respect to you both, Alex Jones and Webster Tarkley.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to be able to speak to you. Ran into Alex Jones real quick. Ran into Alex Jones on about DU and September the 11th. And you know, I've been a truth seeker for just about my entire life. My thing, and I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous because it's hard to get a hold of you. I'm so glad the word and the message, and you have a lot of callers. But my point is, where's the Christian voice in all these beautiful souls overseas being killed by these wimpy, I want to cut, but wimpy little drones that are just being sent everywhere like they're flown by cowards. And what kind of way is that to fight a war? We have, let's see, why can't people see the same people who created these derivatives, these fake derivatives, and sold them all over the world? They're going to bring the drones here. That's the way it's going to work. It's not going to stop over there. It's coming here. Why can't people see what's going on?
Well, this is first a big issue in World War I because now people were just killing each other en masse. There was zero chivalry involved. And then World War II, the dropping of bombs on civilians as targets, and both sides doing it. And then now today, you have people thousands of miles away in an office park flying drones, you know, going in and killing men, women, and children and calling it humanitarian. More and more as we become removed from the war through the technological apparatus, it allows more and more of a delusional, oh, this is peace. And because people aren't seeing the sausage being made, and I think it shows the we have been such a wealthy society that we've become decadent and slob-like in one group. Other people are working harder than ever as the economy begins to unravel. And so you kind of have those two worlds colliding, and you know, most Americans don't have passports. They've never traveled. We kind of live in our own bubble here, and I think that's what's happening. I appreciate your call, Jim. Any comments on that, Webster?
Well, the voice of Christianity here is the Roman Catholic bishop who points out that you can't have Christianity and bombs. These don't mix. Sorry to anybody who thinks they do. That was the Prince of Peace. And that under Gaddafi, say what they will, there is total religious freedom and actually a very tranquil religious situation. This country is 99% Sunni Muslim, and this is not an issue. And the government is, you know, respects religion, but is not based on any religious basis. Not a theocracy. This is a secular state.
Let's talk to Chance in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Alex, want to say good job yesterday at the state capitol. I watched you guys online.
Thank you.
And, guys did an excellent job. Real quick, a couple things about Libya. I wanted to let you and your viewers know, reaffirm more. You guys are talking about whether we are or aren't going to Libya. It's kind of confirmed now. I recently had it confirmed to me through a family member that he is going to a training, a two-week training thing within the United States, and then he is going to Libya. So just more to more reaffirm that there are reports out there and other stuff through Fort Hood and stuff. And then second for Dr. Tarpley, I just wanted to, and you, Alex, I wanted to ask both of you real quick what you think the best thing for the common person, you know, such as myself, to do as far as affecting local, federal legislation to get us out of of you know, Libya and any other countries that we just have no business being in.
Well, Webster talks about we only need, what, 40 or so votes to get the...
30 votes. You shift 30 votes in the House, and you've passed the bill to cut off the funds. Now, that doesn't, you know, there's still the Senate, right, and then there's still Obama, but... What Obama is doing right now is he's bootlegging money. In other words, there's money lying around in the Pentagon, and they redirect it, which really is illegal. But I don't mean to say that having this funding cut off past the House would be the end of it. It probably wouldn't, because Obama would keep, you know, squirming and lying and whatever. But it would be a big step. And 30 votes. Now, some people are going to be interested in the fact that the rebels are from Al-Qaeda. Other people are going to be interested in the fact that black Africans and black Libyans are getting preferentially massacred by these people in Benghazi. And, you know, some other people may have just humanitarian concerns. There are still such people. But shift 30 votes and make that a project for the 4th of July recess, because this stuff has got to end somewhere, right? If the U.S. is simply just on this rampage through the world, right, eventually you're going to collide with some large thing that resists and can defend itself, be it Russia or China or Iran or whatever it is. So the quicker we end this stuff, the better it is. And the political calculation is that, you know, 180 votes in the House to cut off money for a war in the middle of the war, that's unprecedented. That's the best result of that kind that I've seen in my lifetime. They can't say that you're cutting off the money to the troops in harm's way, because Obama has guaranteed that there are no troops in harm's way. Well, there really are, but we'll take him at his word. There are no troops in harm's way, so there's no political price to be paid for cutting off the funding. So cut off the funding. Dear Congressman, cut off the funding, and if Obama persists, the one thing that the House can do, if he just says, I'm just going to ignore you and keep spending, because I can stop this in the Senate, well, what the House can do is impeach him. So impeach him.
I appreciate your call, caller. If you got any other comments, I'd like to hear before we go to Keith. But look, this is how the psychology works, especially with a country like the United States that has taken on preemptive war as part of our macho identity. I mean, it's the opposite of what this country was founded on, but once we're committed, and once the U.S. troops start dying, the social engineers know the opposite's going to happen. There isn't going to be more calls for pulling out. It's going to suddenly be, we've got to hang that guy Gaddafi, and then they'll say that they're, you know, raping Easter bunnies with elves, you know, attending, and that sea serpents were seen involved with it, you know. So they'll make up some ridiculous story of baby incubators, you know, Santa Claus, things like that. And that's why they want to go ahead and just get in place, get it ready, get the intel, move the troops in and say, this is not a war. He killed our humanitarian troops rolling in on Abrams tanks. It's just incredibly cold-blooded. Webster, any comments on that? Webster Tarpley, can you hear me?
Sorry, I missed the last part.
Well, no, I mean, they know once they get ground troops in there that then people will say, well, we got to in it to win it. You know, we got to get it done.
Well, this is going to be a horrifying experience. I hope we don't have to see this. I really don't. So do something now, right? Let us work now while it is called the day, for the night cometh in which no man can work and no woman either.
Anything else, Chance?
Yeah, I have one quick thing. It's good stuff, guys. I appreciate you answering my question and getting out there for us, you know, common folks. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to try to call back sometime in the week. I wanted to discuss with you that video in regards to the video you showed the other day, Planedopolis, and some interesting stuff I found about Forum for the Future, the three groups that are heading up the campaign that produce some of these films out there.
Yeah, Webster, that's these Malthusian films they show kids that actually show an incredible tyranny where you can't travel, you don't get meat, everything's surveilled, there's basically families don't exist. And they show it with straight faces to children. And now they're expanding into Maryland, where you live, adds environmental literacy in high schools. Everything is political correctness. everything is flogging humanity, teaching you to hate humanity, and that carbon is evil. And now Maryland schools, there'll be even less time. And California is moving to get rid of homework, so there can be more time for the kids to watch television and be programmed that way. What can you say about just the absolute Malthusian brainwashing?
Well, we have a tremendous social crisis, and we have a depraved elite. Some of them are monetarists, and some of them are Malthusians, and neither one of those will allow the survival of civilization as we've known it. So, I've written up, you know, my ideas on my website there, tarpley.net. So I commend that to your attention.
Tarpley, we're going to come back and take a final call or two for you. I, quite frankly, am exhausted. Now done almost 4 hours and was up late last night and did the whole thing at the Capitol. Now, we've got articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that break down what happened there. And they've got a House version that's pretty bad, and they got a Senate version that actually enshrines TSA groping and molestation as a wondrous sacrament that we almost indulge in. And so we've got reports on that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But regardless, it's become a national issue thanks to you showing up yesterday.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
I think this is the biggest blow against the TSA, and we've got to get this story out to everybody. I want to thank the Drudge Report for linking to it, but obviously they understand this is tyranny. Cancer surges in body scanner operators, TSA launches cover-up. This is a big, big, big deal. That because this has been in the Boston airport where this center's in and around for close to 8 years, or I don't know, late 2002. Do the math. I guess more than 8 years. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, 8 years. And so they've been covering all this up. That's big news on that front. Webster, I'm going to take a final call for you, but do you have any comments on that?
Well, do you remember the implementation of the body scanners was the Mutalab case, right? The Christmas Day underwear bomber. That was the thing that pushed the whole system into the body scanners. And you remember the eager lobbying of Michael Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, who was out there as a paid lobbyist, but doing commentaries on all the television networks. And of course, we didn't need body scanners, did we? We needed a mole detector at the FBI and the CIA to find out which federal agency was the one that said, no, Mutalab has got to keep that visa. We've got eyes on him. He's going to lead us to the big fish. That was that interagency meeting with the State Department, at least claimed later. And this was, I guess, Undersecretary of State Kennedy, that the State Department wanted to pull his visa, which would have kept him off the plane. And some other federal agency said, no, no.
No, they said intelligence agency. Yeah, help get him on the plane. Jumping back to calls, Lily in France, you're on the air with Webster Griffin Tarpley. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I know you're really busy there, Manning headquarters. I've noticed across the street over there in Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan that they had a meeting last weekend in Iran, president from Pakistan and Karzai, and they've all agreed to get together and not allow the Americans to set up their bases there until 2017. Has Webster heard anything about that at all?
Webster, what she's saying is in the news. So the whole world is lining up now against the U.S., England, and Europe. And as you know, Pakistan has run to China, and so is Saudi Arabia with Russia. Go ahead, Webster.
I'm afraid I'm not as well informed as I usually like to be just because of the difficulty here. We had a couple of days when the Internet was down completely because of the wonderful NATO contributions to democracy playing havoc with the Internet here, and even telephones difficult in some areas, but it's bounced back. So I would just say the general idea is that Karzai, whatever he is of Afghanistan, he's you know, looking to China and Russia for his future, and Pakistan, of course, to China, and perhaps also to some others, and Iran, I've been discussing Ahmadinejad of Iran, and it turns out that he is the industrial military scientific complex of Iran, the sort of, you know, modernizing side. Remember, he's a military guy, comes from the Revolutionary Guard, and against him you've got Rafsanjani, who is corruption personified, who supposedly has got tremendous amounts of money stashed away in the U.S. and Europe. So, Better Ahmadinejad than the mullahs. I guess that's the bottom line there.
Well, there you go again, being a Muslim extremist. You don't support al-Qaeda, and you don't support the mullahs, you're a bad guy. You would be pro-America, you got to support al-Qaeda nowadays, Webster.
How about that?
Thank you, Lily. I'm sorry to Keith and others. We're just out of time. Webster, be safe over there, and we'll hopefully talk to you in the next few days as things develop, as you will stare out on the Mediterranean while the peace offerings are given to you by the Peace King Obama. You ought to be very thankful for his loving peace. Webster, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Great job to everybody out at the Capitol yesterday. More folks are down there today. We don't really want this bill to pass, in my opinion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.